We're holding the rhythm as we're trying to find Chazal. There's nice in mitzvahs, Torah, avodah that we do. We saw that the pearl the shaitoi, the pearl me'al hashetach, but not much more than that. And then there's different type of ma'isim that are besides being pearl, afanort the shaitoi, but also pearl. The pearl to make netiyas, to make zriyas in the mensch. But that is a whole different netiyas, the shafing in the mitzvah. He becomes a netiyah that stays la'olam, we saw, that's part of a rava. So the first thing we saw a few weeks ago, we saw that Chazal, Mahalach is ma'isim ketanim. That's the first thing we saw. We went off on a tangent a little bit. Tonight, nacha sug ma'isim. That these ma'isim are ma'isim that zriya, the ma'isim is a rei and a tia. Very, very big nekuda. So that's mitoich gemara chagiga. I don't know if there's no chagiga here. It's much really we didn't say it. Try to say it over what it says in the gemara. We saw a mole we bought from the Torah. We bought from the nusach the bracha that we say after kriyas haTorah. We say shenasan lanu teras emes v'chayulim nata abis v'chayinu. It's mavur. We saw from here. It's mavur. The Torah is a netiyah. Torah is a netiyah. It's a chayy olam. It's not a netiyah that lasts la olam. Chayy olam not up. It's a chayy olam. There's one of the big mekuris that the oifin that was supposed to grow from Torah is supposed to be derech netiyah. The Torah in Siman Kuf Lamed Tes and Chus Kriyas HaTorah. The Torah Taka says that nusach of that bracha. Firstly, he says it's going to Torah Shabbal Peh. Chayy olam not up. It's a chayy olam. Torah Shabbal Peh. But where did he know that from? When I need l'nyanenu. Where is the makar bechlal that Torah is a netiyah? So he quotes a pasuk in Kehelas. Per good days, pasuk good aleph. The pasuk says like this: Divrei chachomim kedarboinos kemasmeiros netuim. Divrei chachomim kedarboinos kemasmeiros netuim. The Gemara in Chagiga Dav Gimel says. But this pasuk is talking about divrei Torah. Divrei chachomim is divrei chachomim. Torah shabal peh. It's kedar boinus. And the end of the pasuk says kemasmeiros netuim. Zok the Torah. This is the makar we see from here. The inyan bechalal. The Torah is called a netiyah. That's what Torah is called a netiyah. The pasuk says kemasmeiros netuim. It's netiyah. That's the makar for the nusav chayil and not the besichem. So when I'm trying to learn up mitrich besugi there in chagiga it's mavur. Give this yisoid. And what it means, kemasmeiros netuim, and that's going to be tonight's nosei. How we're going to see what makes netiyas. The Gemara over there says, the ma kagiga gimel min beis. Gemara says, the madach Torah, the darbin is nimshal darbin. A darbin is mevi mimi salachayim. Explains over there. A darbin is apparently an apara. They put on it a yoke, and in the yoke there was a certain instrument that was a very sharp instrument. That's what a darbin is. That made sure that the part of the shore went gates and marbit. It didn't go meisiach das. Didn't go to the side. It didn't. It was medarbin. It pushed it. So that caused it to go to the telem. Goes to the telem. Go to the furrow where we plow, which eventually brings chayim. That's eventually brings to be planted. So a darbin it brings to chayim av divrei Torah divrei chachomim the kedarboinus. Oh, that's the first part of the Gemara. It's kashuv tos lehemshach. The Gemara says, Yochel, I might think. If divrei Torah nimshel kedarbin, so maybe ma darbin is a metaltel. Ma darbin is metaltel. Av divrei Torah metaltel. Was half a minute. Maybe a darbin is something that moves. It doesn't stay in one place. Av divrei Torah can metaltel. Talmud loymar kis kimasmeiros netuim. No, it's like a masmer. A masmer. A masmer is something that's nailed. Nailed. It's like a nail. The mashal there, a masmer is loizos, it doesn't move. A masmer stays in one place and it doesn't move. Kemasmeir is netuim. Kemasmeir is netuim. There's an oisfer in the ground, we're going to come back to Hemshach Levad. But this is what I want to focus on tonight. Kinir Ishteta, the Teich the Pasek that calls the Vitar in the Tuim, the one of the Iker Nikudis, if you want to have a Sug Maisim, a Mahalach of Maisim, that are going to plant Nitiyas and plant Zuyas, it has to be a Mahalach of Kfius. Kfius in one Mokoim. And Kinir Kfius, part of Kfius is, it stays constant. It's consistency. Kfius, not Lozuz, not Litaltel, and consistency in one place. Keseder, Nishan. We're going to be marking in a second, but we want to bring another Makar. There's another Makar to this. That if you want to make Maisim, then the team, you want to have something that's going to be, make a Makar. It's going to make a Makar that the Neti itself is going to be part of a Rav. It's going to be a source of growth. It's going to be a source of mitzvahs and Torah. You need a Dafka, have a Kfias. In Malachim Beis, Perek Dalet, there's a famous Maisa told over the Maisa of the Isha Shunamis. Chazal tell us was Isha Savadia. The Pasuk calls her Isha Achas, Me Isha Zanavian. Chazal say it was Eishas Tavadi. After Avadi was Nifter, she was an Oni Meruda. She didn't have any money. And she turns to Elisha and she says, we're stuck. The creditors came to pay up. And they want to take my kids. As Avodim, the two kids. Want to take Avodim. Don't have anything. Vayomer le Elisha, ma esaloch, agid li ma yesh li babayis, v'toy me'im l'shif oska kol babayis ki'im asuch shem. So all I have is a jar of shem, a small cut of shem. That's all she has. So there's going to be a nes. Derech nes. There's going to be a nes that the osach shemen would be neveya b'li soif. Kadosh Baruch Hu would be mashre bracha. But derech nes, there'll be no end. The osach shemen at the small end, there'll be no end. But the first thing he said is that you need kelim reik. The nes needs a kli. The bracha of the nes needs a kli. I have to pour the shemen into kelim reikim. It's not going to be able to chal and kelim. So go to all your neighbors and borrow as many kelim as you can get. Get as many kelim as you get. You need as many kelim. Vos stei weiter. Vos v'sagarta delis ba'deich u'bad manayich. You have to close up. Ein a bracha shoyim, ein a nes, el b'dover ha'somim enayim. Shteit azoi. V'yatzakt al kol ha'kelim ha'ele v'ha'moli tasi. This is the good that we want. Shteit, say, it's veit the tanayir. The first time is you need kelim reikim. Shteit the tanayir, shteit. How did the nes actually happen? You have to pour on top of the kelim. But a very strange thing they did. Instead of me and you would go 50 kelim there, let's say, we'd go to each one of the kelim. Take the osach shem and go to the kelim 1, kelim 2, kelim 3, kelim 4, kelim 5. No, that wasn't the seder adwar. You had to bring a kli, filled up one, to move away that kli, bring the other kelim to the same place that you originally poured. You have to come, v'amole tasi, send away the mole. Bring the empty keli all to the same place. Why? What's happening? So crashy. V'amole tasi im l'vanecha v'titni kli achar v'mekoyim l'am aloisei. V'tzluchis ha-shemin lo itazizi mekoyimoy. The makar, which is tzluchis ha-shemin, don't move it. Chas v'sholom. Why? V'fisha ha-kadosh baruch hu oisei ha-kemayon. Kadosh baruch is going to make a nes and come like a mayon. The ain derech mayin lozuz mim goymoy. A mayin is not metalva. Zok de bale avoida. You see your meridik and akuda. You see your meridik and akuda. If you want to have, the way they say it, I want to shtel vegan, if you want to have bracha in your avoida, you need kfiyas. The darkenu. We're talking about the whole zman about trees growing. Zriya and itiya. So, in bodies of water, also, there are different types of bodies of water. There's different ways to store water. There's different ways to get water. There's a bar. A bar stores water. The source is not in the bar itself. Then there's a be'er and a mayon. A be'er and a mayon, the source of the water is an unended source. It's in, within, connected. I don't know exactly so much the physics, the biology, Shabbat, it's connected to the source of the ground, into the ground, and in there, there's a flowing source of water. A mayon, you want to have a mayon. That was the shemen. The shemen was no ending. This asach shemen turned into a mayon. A kadosh baruch turned into a mayon. Is a tenai, you can't move it. You can't move it. If you want to have a mayon is another. It's meishach shaychi to a sugya of being in a tia. The mayon mar muzger, the mission and office that talks about the talmud chacham, Halay Meter Lishma Zoich Ledvarim Harbi. One of the things it says is he's Nasek Imayon Amizgaber. When he builds himself, when he becomes a Makar, when he becomes a Netiya, when he's Noiteya, when he becomes an Ilon, he becomes Kemayon Amizgaber. We have two Makars of the Gemara Chagiga that says the Pasuk and the Pasuk that's the Makar of Chay Olam Nota Bezechenu, it's Mechuyev to be a Dover Sheinim Mistaltel. And we have a second Yisoid, in the Pesukim in Malach, in the Rashi, that if you want to be a Mayan, you can't be a Metalto. Be your Advor, my Chavis Advor, Bo Shteita, Shteita Meri the Kazach. Shteita, that if you want, when does a person Maisim start being Metir? Again, we're talking about the whole time, we're talking about Betzim, the same Maisim, come on. Doing the same Maisim Mitzvahs, but by some people, they're Noitea. By some people, they're going deep into the layer, the deeper layers of the mensch, into the core, we'll call it, to the mensch, and they're planting seeds that are not going to be only the shaita. What's the difference? The difference, one of the major differences, is something called kfiyas, something called consistency. When you have consistency, what does consistency mean? The same thing, the same gemara, the same mesechta, the same time, over and over and over and over and over again. Nachama. Exactly when you start losing time. Exactly. When you start losing time, you start losing the geschmack. When you have the geschmack, so it's not kvias. The geschmack's carrying the geschmack. But exactly when you start losing time, and today it doesn't pay, but so tzichlish to come today, because be'etzem, it's like it's a gainish. Why am I coming today? Because kvias. I don't move. This is where I'm supposed to be. This is where I'm going to be. Exactly when you're doing it l'man kfiyas, that's when the netiya starts. That's when you're not only being poil under outer shetach, this is when the nekuda of netiya starts. Tifer. Zamir took a line in the Chazanish, in the Igris Chazanish. So Gimel talks, I think they turned into a song today. There's a famous line, he talks about Ish Azoichel Yediyas HaTorah Hoholich Bein Anoshim Menidim El Adam Aroyel Einayim Kebein Adam. People think he's a mensch. Shalav Emes Umalach Hagorim Bnei Temusa V'chayi Chayi Atzilus Amaroyim Malkol Brachu Deilu. It's a line from Chazon Ish, famous line. He's a mensch. You think he's a mensch, he's a malach. But in parentheses, he explains, what does it mean Ish Azoichel Yediyas HaTorah? What does it mean Ish Azoichel Yediyas HaTorah? What's make this? It means any person who has a bunch of Yediyas, he knows a few Tosefters, he knows a few rashes. What does it mean? Isha Zeichel Yediyas HaTorah. Listen to the Chazon Ish's Hagdara. Rotzoloime, Sha'aseichel Hanitein Benefesh Kegarin Begumas HaSodeh. Your Seichel, which he calls something as Netua in you, it's Netua in you. His Acheid Im Achochmo Behoyu Lebosar Echel. This Isha Zeichel Yediyas HaTorah is the person we're talking about this whole entire time. He's the person who he was Natua, he was Natei himself in Torah. And is gevoksen from him, a malach. That's Isha Zoichel Yediyas HaTorah. He's not someone who has computer chips in his head. He was his acheid. Listen to the Lord. This is meridike hagdoros. His acheid and machochma, he was the Lashon of Ishvi Isha. V'ho yu lebosav echad. Kenira, there's a certain time where a person is misacheid with his maisim. What does it mean? If you're doing ma'isim, you're just performing. You're mis'achid with your ma'isim. No, you're not mis'achid with ma'isim. When you have a kfiyus, when you have something that you're doing, and you're doing again and again and again and again and again and again, in the same place, in the same time, there's a cumulative effect. There's a cumulative build-up, accumulation of effect, which goes way beyond what you're producing on the outside. And inside, the mensch becomes ains. He becomes slowly become ains with what he's doing. And that starts making netiyas. But the net you need kvius and ikvius. And the taishin kvius is ikvius is dafka when it makes sense to go someplace else. It doesn't make sense for me to come today. It makes sense for me to go to another shir or go to another minyan. Oh, but no, I'm a kavu in this minyan. I stay in this minyan. I'm here because this is where I started. I stay. Dafka weir. There's a reason to go, and you stay in the same place. Kvias is what makes netiya. Let's see how Chavas Avor. Eridik. How does a person grow? That's what we're talking about. That's in this man. We have people who are poil, 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 poil. They're doing the same ma'aseh mitzvahs, and one person It changes. It starts with Paris. All of a sudden, he starts waxing from what he's doing. Another person doesn't. One person goes to a van tefillah, hears it, hears a little bit, he goes. His tefillah more or less stays the same exact thing after 25 weeks. Same exact thing. And another guy, he took off. He doesn't have to take off even now, but something changed. Episode of Gavarin goes, how do people change? I had a friend who went with me to Yeshiva, went to America's Antara. A man once said, I've heard about mitzvah. He told me to talk a lot about Musa. He said, the mayor, he says, this is a year ago, I started getting to Mitzvah Yisham again, and a certain line in the Parakhevah Salam Alami, the Pasha, to open up my life. Open up my life. And he turns to me and he says, mayor, where was Mitzvah Yisham the last 10 years? So I learned Mitzvah Yisham, remember, the America's, where was it the last 10 years? What happened? Where did it come from? What's Taka the Pshat? You learned it differently. What's the Pshat? There's a mistake people don't understand. The Iker growth happens not from some sort of Yediyah Mibachutz. There's a build-up inside the person. And there's a certain Mahalach that a person is learning and learning. It builds up inside. All of a sudden, it's Neiteya. A Bachar told me about this, about the Tefillah of Adam Lezman. He told me, he said, there was one Yediyah you said in a certain Vad, the Pasha opened up the whole Sukkah Yediyah. I said, the Narva is the best. What do you mean? You think that the Pshat is, you heard Yediyah? Why do you think you changed in the idea? You think, Kilo, there's one idea that I said in the Vat. If whole Klal Yisrael know the idea, we're going to fire some idea all in and start davening the right way. That's you think the Pshat is. The Pshat is there was the idea that you heard. You're going to go to a Shir on parenting or on Shalom Bais. You're going to hear your idea, and then all of a sudden it's going to make you into a good parent. It's going to make you into a good husband. No. The Mahalich, how things work, things change in you, is exactly like you said. It's because the Pshat is like this. You came, you have a connection to a Rebbe, you have a connection to a Matzev. You go Bikfias, you're working on something for a long, long, long time. You don't realize inside, you don't see it, but there's accumulation. There's accumulation. Things are being Natua. Finally, the Netiyah gives Paris. That Yediyah resonates with you. Everyone knows Yediyahs. Yediyahs are from here to tomorrow. We keep talking about this in the Shetach. People have opinions, people have Yediyahs. Yediyahs don't change a person. It resonates with you because it's a pre of the kvius of what has been boxing and building inside. This is the yesod of Netiyah. Talmud Chacham. When does a Talmud Chacham come up with a pshat nesugya? How do you come up with a pshat nesugya? The first thing is you have to know how to learn. You have to know the mahalchim of how to learn. Alibis. Say that. Well, a lot of people know how to learn. Some people come up with pshat. How does it work? How does it start? What's the pshat? They saw the ksois and now the ksois. Sometimes it's sushta, but what's the pshat? Mamish is the malach. You see, there's a shver Rashi. You first get very clear what exactly the kasha is. Then it's the liktaf dein kop and liktaf dein hearts. You're in the sugya. You get more in the sugya. What means more in the sugya? You're ligging more in the sugya. Studim. You're thinking about it. Sometimes it's one day. Sometimes it's 2 days. Sometimes it's a third. And it's misbashel. And the sugya is misbashel in you. All of a sudden, be toich the sugya that the tua to you. If you're a talmud chacham, it's moiled something. This is by my mamuzga. This is one of the reasons why I always say, come on time for seder. People don't realize the appreciation of coming on time for seder. I can be mistader if I come towards the end. Before the shir, I can be mistader. Learning is not about only after you know how to learn a little bit. It's not only about to see the toisa, see the Rashi, see the rizgrov. It's about being mashki yourself, being going to tear yourself in the sugya. You come on time, you start, it goes in. That's when it brings Paris. This is kfias, understand? Kfias is a consistency. This consistency requires this bishul, this what they call like marinating in the thing you're trying to do, it requires consistency. I think they once did a study of Zazacha, exactly. In physics, it's like this, that they had a bunch of huge army of soldiers. They marched over a bridge. I don't know if it was a wooden bridge or a metal bridge. But it's a bridge. Weiss is a bridge. Weit was sehr stark. And they trained them to march. They marched the same exact way. They marched to a certain beat. So after hundreds and hundreds and thousands of soldiers marched in the same exact spot, they broke the entire bridge. The shot was, this was a study, it wasn't the weight of all them standing on the bridge together. It was the knack, again, in the same exact spot, consistent, one after another, 100, 1,000, 10,000 times, you hit the same exact spot, the pshat is, it goes teef. Physics also goes teef into the bridge and cracked it. You want to hit a deep layer, you want to go into the core of Zach, you need in the same place and you need without hefsek. You need in the same place and without hefsek. This is the pshad and a mayun, or I can't be metaltal, this is kemas meiris netuim. And here we go into the kishkas a little bit of our door. Lo yo yador, this is part of the readers of the door. Lo yo yador. Gans history of the world, like our door today, we can magdir our door, the door of shinuyim and the door of nidnudim. Alright, that's the entire trend of our doors. Everything has to be changes. Everything has to be new, exciting things. The pace that today people change, chavrusis, shiurim, chaburas, shuls, yeshivas, is mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. We never had today people in a new thing, also marriages. Never ever had. We never ever had like this. We're a dar that's kalkula, and this is a direct problem with our sugya. We're a dar that's constantly changing, always, always changing. Where does it come from? One of the ikkar problems is because we have the wrong tzugang. It's mamish gehertz v'hartz v'hartz. Our tzugang is when we do everything we do, we look at the performance. We look at the level of performance, the added level of performance. And the level of performance, we say to ourselves, it's a famous thing, is it paying off or not? Is it paying dividends or not? Is it paying dividends or not? The second it stops paying dividends in an immediate way, it's not worth it. Forget about it. Let's take a classic example. Say chavrusa, say chabura. You're learning in chabura second seder. Okay? And they start this man with one perek, and then they decide to skip to another perek. That perek is something that doesn't make sense to me. I don't want to learn that perek. So, make a simple cheshbon. You know, how productive, we use that word, productive. How productive is it going to be for me to learn that perek? I'm not going to be too productive if not libe chofetz, they say. In the beginning of his mind, you can start making those cheshbonos. But you join the chabura. You're part of the chabura. Do you think that's the right cheshbon? Because it's not going to be productive. If you leave, because it's not productive, it's nizgale lemafreya. You are never natua in this chabura. You are natua in this chabura. You are natua in the limud. You were there because it made sense. The vayla made sense. This is the way I'm oisik very much chavrusas. I'm telling you, this is the way roi people work with the chavrusa. The chavrusa is avifol segate. Meikaris avifol, it pays off. In a second, it starts going not. It's not paying dividends. That's not the way it works. You join a shul, if you decide to join a shul, and you make a decision, whichever shul, if you don't pay membership, something is part of it. You're part of something. If this Shabbos, you're part of something. We have to change the way we run away. It's one mahalach in life, you understand? It's a mahalach in life. Are you in a tua somewhere, or you're not in a tua? If you're in a tua, so it goes the other way. You don't look if it's paying dividends. You're stuck there like a nail. But etzem and tol, it's pekuach nefesh. The famous, I want to call it the klal, the mesorah. Say over b'shem abhutner. And this is the oimek adam. It's a famous zog, but this is the oimek adam. Mamash asugi. Abhutner said, klal, when a person taka wants to decide if he should change, make changes. A chabura, a chavusa, a neighborhood. Make a change. Many times. All young people have questions. So, Abhutner said a klal. Famous word, he said. We know in Halal, in Sukkot, in Halal, we shake the lulav. We shake a lulav. And we shake an ona Hashem Hashiyana, we don't shake an ona Hashem Hatzlichana. We shake an ona Hashem Hashiyana and an ona Hashem Hatzlichana. Zokta Abhutner, klal gavur. If the reason why you're switching is because it's more mutzlach there. It's more atzlacha. It means it's going. It's I think it's going to be much better for me to make the change. Clearly, ruchzachish. We don't shake. No ruchzachish. If it's a Yeshua, if the pshat is bekuach nefesh, then you'll have a change. What's the oimek advar? That's chmir. 90% of the time, it's only because it's more atzlacha. But what's the oimek advar? This word. If it's atzlacha, you're changing because of performance. You change because of performance. You're paying because it's not dividends. You're paying the word. It's not kedai. It's not kedai. I'm already at point. As the famous who come towards the tkuf of Soyuz man. I'm already at part of his man that it's not kedai. My chabus already left. It's so unproductive for me in Seder. Hello, you part of the chabura? What do you mean it's unproductive? You gotta stay there. Today it's not so productive for me to come to shir. Anyways, I'm not so much in the mood. It's not productive for me to shir. So you're never part of the shir. It's this galam mil, so you're not going to win this year. Of course, you're not going to get from this year. How do you think you get from this year? You understand? What are there? People go through Rosh Hashir, any shir. People go through shir. I told you like this. There are people who go through the shir, the people who get in a little from and the people who change. The answer is because there were people that there were netua there. There were people that they were there. It's Megalam Milsa that the fact that they came every single day, by hook or by crook, rain, snow, whatever it is, it's leaking, whatever the events are. The fact that they were there, they were in a tour there. Memelo, the Mahalach, whatever was doing, was accumulated by them. It was building up. It was building up. It was building up more and more deep. It was Mis'ached, B'toicham, Niyu L'Bosar Echad. But the person who any day, it doesn't make so much sense today. I'm coming for Ruchni's degree reason. I don't understand. I'm not talking about the people reason, for Gashmi's degree reason. I'm talking about Ruchni's degree reason. They're making a cheshbon. It's not productive anyways. There's something better going on somewhere else. Something more stopper is going on somewhere else.
No.
You gotta be here. And this goes also for other things that are going on in other places. A person has a shir kavua, and there's somebody giving a big shmooze somewhere. No, that's not a mahalach. You have something kavua. You're gonna grow from your Rebbe, who you're already connected to, much more. You might get much more from that hour, from the bigger person. But in the world of kviyas, you're losing your whole kviyas. So in the tiyus, you're not going to have an tiyus. You're going to have, like we saw in the first vat, you're going to have an hour of Kabbalah Sashchina. But G'day Lachnos Asorchim Yoyse make Kabbalah Sashchina. Yishchina. You want to make an tiyus. An tiyus fathers a kfiyus. An tiyus fathers that it's not mistaltal. That's when you have become a Mayan. This is so complicated because by us, we so much look at the immediate performance. And maybe we say it doesn't pay off. But we're totally krumd. In our value system. That is not the value system. The value system is what makes netiyas. And there's a musik of kviyas and kimat. You have to mahalach, it's a mahalach life. Kenira, this is the soif pshat in the Gemara Chagiga. This is the soif. Nir loymar, b'derech avoyidah. This is the shak v'tayr. Like noch the Gemara says, yochel that should be metalto. The Gemara says, maybe the v'tayr should be metalto tamaloy mekim asmeiros. Frech the Gemara, ikim asmeiros. Yochel, shechoser v'lo yeser. It's a loshen. Shechoser v'lo yeser. Tamloimer ke netiyos. Ma netiyos porim v'rovim. Af. Divrei Torah porim v'rovim. It was a shak of Atariya. If you're going to be like a masmer, Zokti Gemara, maybe you're going to be choser. I'm not clear what that means, choser. Zokti Marsha, a nail, when you put it in the wall, it makes a hole in the wall. It's machs of the wall. There's a little bit of a chesaron over there. So there'd be a havamin that the return also has a chesaron. Tam loimar, our sugi kinetiyas, part of a rova. Near madvorm, listen, the havonet, there's a mamish the havonet. Near madvorm, but there chatvoyu, did this nirkuda. The Gemara is saying, you might think this we're all tining. Kviyas, you lose out. Many times, but kviyas, you lose out. You're kavua in one place. First of all, aleph pays. Aleph is, sometimes doesn't pay off in this short term run. If I come today to Shir, I have no. I'm wasting time. Wasting time. The end of this man. If I come, my chavuz is already here. What can I learn? I'll pick another mesechta. I'll go to Bnei Yeshivas or a Madrash Kol. Whatever. I'll go learn. Be much more productive. Kviyus, I'm choser. I'm being choser. That's one thing. And second thing, kviyus also sometimes you lose other thing. Out kviyus means you stay. You say the same thing. It comes a yontif. If the place where you make a yontif is in your shul, you stay in your shul. Don't go looking all around. Tisha B'Av, you're going to find the greatest hits all over the whole Yishuaim. Where you're going to find the best place, every kinnis and everything. There's no end today where you could go. Yochel Mechaser. You think you're going to Mechaser? The answer is no, part of a row. This is the longest. The answer is like this. You're not losing, you're winning. Why? In the short term, you're missing. In the short term, you're missing. That was like the nail. When you nail yourself and you're missing. But you're building a makar. You're building a Mayan, you're building Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam. You're building a huge thing, you're building something tremendous that's going to have payers later on. You're going to become a Lamdan, you're going to become a better parent, a better husband. Whatever it is you're coming, you're all of a sudden going to have payers in tefillah. You're eventually going to, all of a sudden, your tefillah is going to be moiled chidushim in your tefillah. Doshtein Gemara, power of a Raven, exactly like we said, it's multiple. This is a major side. We miss this. We mamish miss this. I sell some of Mechina. If you would be a yeshiva, it's running a yeshiva today, and you have a choice, you have a shmooze once a week, and either you could bring, for the shmooze once a week, the big hitters, every other week, another person. The first week I bring Rav Don Segal, it might be Melech Biderman, Rav Baruch Mordechai Zerachi. You could bring every week another bomb. Or every single week, you could bring Rav Yom Finkel, happens to be a bomb, but he's the same person every week. Bring Rav Yom Finkel every single week. What's better? What's better? So let's look at the Gans Klal Yisrael Derech Deres. What do they do? He told me to lie out of crazy dark. What do they do? What's the pshat? What's the pshat? It's the code of fears. Great hymn this week. A different person, a different subject. I'm talking Be'etzam, I'm talking Greek. Today, you look around. Every single shmooze, every single thing. You don't have to, you could even chop it this year even if you come to last day's year. You could make the shmooze, every shmooze is a different shmooze. Don't worry, there's no continuity, there's no momentum, there's nothing. Everything is new, everything is schadshus, don't worry. You could have a new chabrus, it's a new sugya, it's a new this, it's a new that. No, that's opposite from the deus. Furious one night, Malcolm. This sugya was saying, a few weeks ago, we spoke about Maisik Khanim and Maisim G'doylim, we bought the lotion of the Altum Kelm that he said, Maisim Rishoyim. That was what Chazal told us. Maisim, the Maisim Mitzvahs of Rishoyim is Maisim Gedoilim. We saw then there's a Musik of Maisim Mitzvahs of Gedoilim, of Rishoyim. The good things of Rishoyim. What does that mean? That means, the way we touched up, Maisim Toivim, but they don't make Zrias. They don't make Nitias. Al Derech Zela Gaviar Sug, we find the famous exact thing. The last Gemara in Chagiga, the Gemara says, the famous Gemara, the Poishe Yisrael, Meleim Nimshal Karima, Meleim Mitzvahs Karimoim. Poish Yisrael, they have a lot of mitzvahs. The Meir Dikah Shvach and Klal Yisrael. Even the lowest section of Klal Yisrael, it's true out of him as it. The most simple person in Klal Yisrael, farthest away from Yiddishkeit, will be Poshit, full of mitzvahs. But on the Maisa, the Chazal gives us a Bikuris. We call him Poish Yisrael. He's Poish Yisrael's mitzvahs. What's the Bikuris? So I once saw a W. Pivarsky's of Ranav Yochanan, the Rosh Yivin Pranovich. He said, Meir Dikah Pshatah. He said, there's a difference between a Rimoin and all other fruits. Every other fruit, it either has one pit, one seed, or all the pits are in the center of the fruit. They're in one place. Every other fruit, that's the garen. A pomegranate has hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of seeds all over the place. That's Poish Yisrael. They have this and this and this and this and this. There's no mahalik, there's no gang. It's not the same thing. It's not a garen. It's not nistaya from one place. It's not coming from one place. There, over there, they went to this shul, that with it. Friday night, one shul, this, everything. This is a good this, this is a good speech, this is a good this, and this. And I heard 15 shmuzin and him, from him, and him, and him. Where's the mahalach? One's man, I was by this Rebbe, one's man, this Rebbe. One's man here, one's man there, one's man. This is our sugya. Baiter, Poish Yisrael, they do a lot of performance. Oh, but there's no Matthias, there's no Mayan. And this is what we're trying to build. It's the sugya of Matthias. A Mayan is not metaltim. Thank you.